The NFL, the closest thing to world government we have here in the United States, decided to preempt Bill Clinton rather than Barack Obama by starting the NFL season tonight instead of the usual Thursday. So while the Cowboys and the Giants start pounding each other for real on the field and start to rack up the first stats of the season, men and women all over the world will be checking their computers, changing their lineups, stressing over, I thought Romo was going to stink this year, or why did Eli throw that pass into coverage? That ruins my flex position in week one. These folks will generally not notice as their real lives slowly, and then as the season progresses, more rapidly drip down that drain hole of reality called fantasy football. With over 27 million participants, the popularity of fantasy football is at an all-time high. You can call it an exercise in anthropology, an inquiry into the curious habits of human beings, or you could call it an opportunity to develop a smash comedy hit for those 27 million folks. The FX network calls its hit comedy series The League. The fourth season starts October 11th.
A 65-inch LED TV with DirecTV, NFL Sunday Ticket, and Super Fan Package.
Woo!
Yes, it's college football right now, but next week it will be NFL, and it will be pure fantasy football nirvana.
It's Andre from the comedy The League. The show follows a fantasy football league of six longtime super fan friends as they navigate, but mostly neglect, their relationships, their careers, all in the name of fantasy football fandom. In a world where we strive for a measure of control, where we all want to be the John Maddens of our sport, The League demonstrates the power of bringing sports ownership right into our living rooms. Jeff and Jackie, Marcus Schaefer, creators of the show, join us now. Jeff and Jackie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us. It is today's a great day. The NFL starts again.
And the numbers start to get racked up. Exactly what do you do as the first game begins, Jeff?
Well, I'll tell you something. You know, Jack and I were just talking about this. We are trying to get out of work so we can watch football, and we do a show about fantasy football.
So you did it.
We are literally trying to figure out how to navigate our location scouting and our editing, and telling the editors we're with the location scouts, and location scouts that we're with the editors, so we can be home in front of the couch.
So you're all in this for real. The line of reality and the show, I think, is deliberately blurred. Isn't that the idea here?
Absolutely. I mean, we're huge football fans. And, you know, but when you ask what are we going to be doing tonight, I'm going to be as nervous about whether or not we can afford the location we're looking at as I am whether or not Eli Manning's going to be scoring enough points to make a good week one standing for me.
So Eli's on your fantasy team, right, Jackie?
Eli's on one of my fantasy teams, yes.
All right. Part of the issue here in the league is that the individuals here are all super fans, but they also have a set of core values. And at the core of those values is fantasy football brilliance. Listen.
It's Matt Freeman, the Oracle.
Who's the Oracle?
He's a fantasy football genius, okay?
No wife, no job, just pure football knowledge.
He just licked the hot dog.
Yeah. No. Ruxin. My party, my balloons, my hot dog, my Oracle, so.
No, baby. No, Freaky Friedman, come on, honey. We don't need him. You got me.
Okay. Can I both?
No.
In this show, there's actually a woman who has the greatest sort of Yoda qualities of fantasy football of all, right?
Yeah, and it's not that, you know, dissimilar to real life where the actors and Jeff and I play in a fantasy league and, you know, one of the seasons at the very beginning when we started, you know, I won that league. And by the way, what I just did is a perfect example of what fantasy football is about. I turned this interview into promoting our show, also into promoting the fact that I have beat my husband in the playoffs 2 years in a row.
The most public yet of my many humiliations.
You know, we actually asked our audience just sort of off the cuff if they wanted to, like, turn politics into a fantasy football league. We've gotten a zillion responses. I mean, this absolutely goes straight into the brainstem or the DNA of human beings. I mean, do you understand why people relate to something like this, even if you get the NFL out of it and put politics in instead?
Well, yeah, because here's the thing. You know, fantasy football as a group, as a sort of group dynamic, it's not about beating your friends in fantasy football. It's about a public beatdown in life. Because there are so few opportunities as we get older to win. Like, you know, am I winning this interview? I don't know. I doubt it. But, you know, in your job, can you win? You can't, you know, I don't know how I did at that. I don't know how I did at this. But the reality is every weekend you can win, and you can beat your friends, and you can talk about it publicly with your friends, and it lets us be what we really are, which is just sort of a bunch of Australopithecines going after each other with a deer femur. And it's sanctioned. So I think that's why it's so popular. It's not about the football as much as it is about getting one little sliver of triumph every week.
It takes the ultimate team sport and turns it into a celebration of individual excellence.
What it does. So we're talking with Jeff and Jackie Marcus Schaefer, the creators of the show The League on FX, which begins its fourth season in the beginning of October. And you should weigh in. Who's winning this interview? Is it me, or is it Jeff, or is it possibly Jackie coming in there, you know, at the end? Jackie, I think I might put you on my team. But listen here. Here's another example from the show The League of just how the entire fantasy football thing, the whole point of it is to take over your life.
As your league champion, it's come to my attention that we need to determine the order of the draft.
I have already done that. Please, ladies, follow moi. Very simple. Security line, right over here. First person through the security line gets the first pick in the draft.
Huh?
Wait, you son of a... You checked all your bags.
That's because I'm in it to win it. Go!
Now, guys, does the Department of Homeland Security actually allow you to disrupt airport security lines with your fantasy football fantasy fetishes?
No, but it's so funny. We have a lot of fans in airport security. The guys of airport security are some of the places we've been stopped the most with our cast. I really feel for them if somehow we've made their job harder.
Although you've given them a sense of personal triumph just by seeing you, right?
Absolutely. You know, wish fulfillment.
Yes, they finally caught somebody. They caught Pete at the end of that episode.
Oh, excellent.
That draft order we've been, you know, that was two seasons ago when they went through they raced through the TSA line, and we've been, and this year we've topped it. The other thing that's competitive in this league is not just winning every week, but also it's who can throw the biggest party too. So the commissioner and deciding the draft order is a giant thing in this season premiere.
Well, it's all about fantasy football, and Jeff and Jackie Marcus Schaefer are the creators of the show. We can look forward to the NFL providing a lot of new material for you in addition to what you supply with your own lives. Yes.
Yes, we will be doing shows about. Just as last year we did a show about the lockout, this year we'll touch on such subjects as concussions. We will be...
And replacement referees, perhaps. Sounds fantastic. Jeff and Jackie Marcus Schaefer, creator of the FX comedy The League, which begins in early October. We're drafting our own league, Fantasy Political League. We want to know who's on your team. Caldwell, New Jersey listener says Hillary Clinton, Laura Bush running together as president and Veep. Nikki in Cambridge, John Stewart, Rachel Maddow, Tavis Smiley, Cornel West, Guy Noir, and Carl Kassel are on my team. Paul says, Ron Paul in all rounds. Mitt can return to Massachusetts or Michigan, and Barry can return to Hawaii or Illinois. The two of them deserve a rest. And David in Harrison, New York says, Virginia Senator Mark Warren and Newark, New Jersey Mayor Cory Booker. Awesome, you guys. And there's your takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage of The Takeaway is supported in part by W.K. Kellogg Foundation, WKKF.org. The Takeaway is produced by WNYC and Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.